Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, blessed souls, blessings and greetings and blessings. Baruch Hashem le'olam. This is our eternal creator. You're now tuned into Blog Talk Radio. And we humbly assert we are the inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This happens to be Soul Class number 747. Can we learn a positive from a negative? Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the entire human family experience. All 7.7 billion human beings gleaming and screaming, and some are screaming into the creation for the revelation of the redemption in this generation. This rather impromptu broadcast will focus on a terse teaching from the tzaddik, the righteous soul, Rav Zussi of Anapoli, and what we can learn from it. We're broadcasting live now on April 28, 2020 at 8.05 p.m., live from Turtle Island, equals AKA, equals USA, equals Unified Soul Actualization. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones. The tags for tonight's program are Eternal Creator, Universal Redemption, Divine Image, Rav Zussi of Anapoli, Torah of Israel, written in oral tradition, Chassidus, Prophet's Return, Divine Inspiration, Ruach HaKodesh. And you've been listening to a cappella, singing a song, to the melody of Nights on White Satin by the Moody Blues. I always joke with my friends, if I were ever to make a band, I'd call it the Moody Jews. But this was a cappella, Animam, and I Believe. I believe in the coming of the righteous Mashiach Tzidkenu, or Rav Torah Chadasha. New insights into Torah that have never been revealed before. Thank you, gentlemen. Blessed souls, that is one of the 13 principal aspects of the faith of the nation of Israel, that we believe at any one moment the Mashiach will come. But I want to challenge anyone who truly believes completely in the coming of the Mashiach, meaning if you truly believe that the Mashiach will come, can you engage, and I speak about myself before anyone else, can we remove the hatred from within ourselves? Can we remove the jealousy within ourselves? Can we remove the unnecessary competition of one human being to another? Because unfortunately, even with this international horrible pandemic taking place, there's still too much hatred, there's still too much jealousy, and too much competition. It kind of reminds me of the, I don't know if some of you are probably aware of Star Trek, I'm old enough to remember seeing it. There was a famous episode where the Klingons were fighting the members of the Star Trek Enterprise, I guess whatever federation they represented. It was a federation from Earth, right? And there was a negative energy force, I guess there was an allegory for the Satan, who gained more power when the Klingons hated the members of the Enterprise, when the members of the Enterprise hated the Klingons. And I forgot how at the end of the program, I think it was maybe someone from the Starship Enterprise realized that the hatred, the baseless hatred of Klingon to Enterprise Starship members, or Starship members of the Enterprise against the Klingons, it strengthened this evil source. And they both sides started to mock it, and at that least one point of that episode, there was some sort of truce between the Klingons and the Enterprise. So, from a negative, three negatives. We have the negative aspects of hatred, the negative aspects of jealousy, the negative aspects of unnecessary competition. We will find ourselves in the ultimate positive in the days of the Mashiach. Now, Rav Zussi of Anapoli, just at the beginning of tonight's brief broadcast, humble offering to you, blessed souls, wherever you are in the world. was very unique that he learned out various divine approaches in serving the Creator by pondering the work ethic of an individual who at the, I won't identify what type of individual person is, he or she, until the end of, is basically 3, 6, 7 axiomatic lessons we can learn out from this axiomatic prototype, very productive type of individual. Number one, this prototype individual, he or she, is modest. And that is 1/7 of the degree of their success. Can they be modest? He or she, the second of the 7 principles, is that he or she is prepared to endanger himself or herself. The third component out of 7, which constitutes the success of this type of individual, human being. The minutest details are as important to him as greatest considerations. The fourth component, he or she labors with great exertion. Not a lazy person. The fifth component is he or she works quickly, with zerizos, as we say. So they wipe away their doubts in terms of what their endeavors are. The sixth level of this 7-part component, what constitutes the success of this individual, is that he or she exhibits trust and hope. And last but not least, if he or she fails the first time, he or she tries again and again. Now, are we talking about the CEO of a company? A world-famous brain surgeon? A nuclear physicist? A all-time great baseball, basketball, football player, hockey player? No. We're talking about a gunner, bless his soul, a thief. So one might ask, why would a tzaddik, a saintly individual like Meshulam Zusi of Anapoli, why would he learn out 7 positive traits from a person who is engaged in negative activity, thievery, dishonesty? So here in what lies the greatness of Hasidus and the intervention of Torah blessed souls, not that we're going to emulate the traits of any individual because they're successful at doing evil, but even a person who is engaged in this type of evil as a thief, they have something in positive within them that we can learn and engage in more positive activity to draw out the sparks of holiness from a person who had a misguided direction in his or her consciousness to turn to a life of crime. Now, as well, we see in the Torah, we have 365 negative commandments. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't commit adultery. Don't commit idolatry. Don't commit premeditated murder. So these negative things, if we're not engaging in them, thank God, I think most of the human family experience is not involved in outright premeditated murder, outright stealing, outright adultery or idolatry, to say the least. So we are actually rewarded for not engaging in those activities every second of the day, every minute of the day, every hour of the day, every day. And days become weeks, become months, become years, become decades, become a lifetime of accruing a type of positive mentality. But unfortunately, we don't encourage each other to feel good about ourselves, because from abstaining from the negative, we can learn out a positive that we're not such bad people. And in this time where so many millions upon millions, not billions of people are suffering from the lack of regularity of their normal day-to-day lifestyle because of different forms of self-isolation, self-quarantining, being forced to or imposing upon themselves, which I'm not judging anyone for doing it, and there is a lot of justification for these things, and I want to stay away from, is this a conspiracy theory, New World Order, all this garbage? Because the Alter Rebbe taught, the first Chabad Rebbe taught us, blessed souls, wicked people rule the world. This is a matter that I've been talking about recently. The wicked are not necessarily the people running after others with machine guns and daggers, but it's a mindset that doesn't believe that the human family experience can progress. And therefore ideas, Malthusian theories pop up, eugenics pop up, which are totally antithetical to the plan that the Creator has for this blessed creation. So I'd just like you to consider about that, that why Rabbi Zusi of Anapoli learned out 7 positive traits from a negative profession, which is to be a thief. Because even within our lackings as human beings, we still can find positive traits. I believe the Lubavitch Rebbe once taught that what do we learn? I mean, there's so many wicked people mentioned in the Tanakh, you know, the 5 books of Moses, and the prophets, and the book of Judges, Kings 1, Kings 2, and the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, and the book of Esther. Because we can take a look at those individuals that while they were living bad lives, and some of them were murderers and masters of idolatry, masters of adultery, still, the Torah is instructing us from the Oral Torah position to learn from them, from their mistakes, so we don't repeat those mistakes. So we can learn many positive things, even from negative. And here, one very cut dry example of learning 7 positive traits from a thief. Now, this might ruffle the feathers of certain people. Well, we should only think about positive people. No, we. Because of, unfortunately, what was known as classically in English, the original sin, there's no good without evil, and there's no evil without good. So if we can extract out the goodness from something which is trapped in negative forces or evil forces within ourselves, we've got to start within ourselves, and to encourage others by example, not necessarily being lecturers or being fire and brimstone casters of rebuke that causes many people just to cringe and retract and to want to pull away from the challenges that a servant of God lifestyle can offer any human being, because every human being was blessed and shouldn't be disappointed to know they've been anointed with a Tzelem Elokim, which is no dream, a divine image to help us get out and scrimmage in this world. So I just wanted to throw that with you, just a twist, how tzaddikim can learn out from the negative a positive. And again, I'm asking you to consider those of you who learn Torah, whether you're the Jewish nation or the blessed children of Noah all around the world, to look at all, you can go to Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs and see all the negative commands. And the, again, there's 365 positive commandments in reaction to 248 commandments, positive ones, in the 7 Noahide commandments. They're both all negative. To encourage the nations of the world to stay away from the negative and then to ponder upon what they can do, which is positive, which they can do that quite easily by learning Torah and connecting with other Jewish people, to get into a real nuts and bolts conversation about how we can all be faithful stewards, each nation with its own unique revelation and actualization, hopefully in a way of a havachad, one of gurlachad, one that's the kolon of oz, but darkenam darki shalom, in a pleasant, peaceful way. And I have to remind everyone, but I'll remind myself first, I've got to be good, you've got to be good. We've all got to be good because the tevatov lehetiv, it's the nature of the good to do good, and the Creator is the source of our goodness, awaits for us to take a good look at ourselves, allegorically in the mirror, to be able to recognize the positive in ourselves, recognize the negative in ourselves, and from even within our negative traits, that we've either consciously or subconsciously developed, what can we extract it from even our negative traits to pull out that energy that made us successful in engaging in those negative thoughts, speech, and actions, and subdue it to the positive? We shouldn't be surprised if the results will be quite tantalizing, positive. It will be earth-shaking for within ourselves. It might cause our hearts to tremble and a little sweat to come to our brow, but we're in this world to toil, to hopefully dig deeper into the soil of our human soul, the ultimate form of energy, solar energy, S-O-U-L-A-R, energy, blessed souls. So I'm wishing everyone a good night or a good morning. By the time you hear this archive version, we conclude with Yeshiva University Maccabees. Is a song that they worked on over 10 years ago. They sang it. Hard to believe this song was originally coined by youth man Matasiao over 10 years ago. And this is called One Day, because that one day should be this day where things get better for the entire human family experience. And just to remind everyone, this is anti-eugenics Torah. Take care.